Welcome, Nicole Waters, founder of Amplify Women Tampa Bay. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
All right. First question is, what is Amplify Women Tampa Bay?
Well, it is an event dedicated to empowering women here in Tampa Bay, specifically around resources, tools, and connections that will help them to scale and grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. So I am the owner of 525 Coaching and had previously worked in the financial industry and constantly was coming across females, specifically business owners, who just didn't understand the resources that were available to them, like the greenhouse here at the St. Pete Chamber, the SBA. And so it was a real passion for me to marry the resources with the target audience and make sure that we're all informed to be able to scale together.
Are you running into people who are corporate either dropouts or retirees, or are these people just trying to, you know, do something for the first time?
So this is specifically for business entrepreneurs and business leaders. So we cover a number of different topics. On Friday, August 8th at the James Museum, we will be featuring our a lineup of speakers, including Laura Hine and Rose Legesti and many of those subject matter experts and experienced leaders. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a whole menu of workshops, very tangible for business owners to sit down and learn about how to trademark and protect your brand, how to get familiar with AI and incorporate it into your business. Mm-hmm. And so it's all, again, about the tools and the resources that we can give to our business owners at all levels.
And where did you come from, and how did you end up doing what you're doing today?
So I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, but I moved to St. Pete just a few years back from Miami, where I had spent a couple decades, worked in automotive, then finance, and then that's how I got involved with the Edge District, which I proudly serve on the board of. I worked at Suncoast Credit Union and integrated into the Edge leadership through that opportunity, and it's been wonderful to scale with the Edge. And so it's been a nice 6.5 years here in St. Pete, learning how we can continue to be a thriving community.
Well, we've enjoyed certainly working with Roger Curlin the last couple of years, and he's heard every Tuesday with his News on the Edge, and it has certainly educated me about all the opportunities of things to do and good things to eat and everything else you can do in the Edge District.
Absolutely. Yeah. And has he given you the fun fact about what is anticipated here in the next couple of years, that the Edge will be the densest district in the densest city, in the densest county in the state of Florida?
So, I did not know that. No.
Yes.
Wow, that's a fun fact.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Well, that will bring up all kinds of opportunities and issues in and of itself, but I'm sure smart people will work it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with all of that growth, it's very important that we keep our residents of the Edge as well as our business owners informed. And we'll be doing that through our new website, which we'll be launching here shortly. It's extremely important that we don't just feature the growth in our businesses, but we also are thinking forward in regards to the residents that will be moving into this community. Because previously, as you are aware, it was very business heavy, very business-centric, and now we'll be bringing in hundreds of new residents in the next few years.
Yeah, terrific. International Women's Day coming up. I know there's some special stuff planned.
Absolutely. So Amplify Women Tampa Bay is very excited to be celebrating International Women's Day, and we'll be doing that through some special features and spotlights of our, again, speakers and workshop hosts at our event on August 8th and 9th at the James Museum. But I have to tell you that, you know, celebrating women and women history, it's all about what's happening now in our community. And I could not be more thrilled to be here with my very best friend, Karen Brown, who has been in my life and very much a part of supporting my success and vice versa for couple decades.
Yeah, Karen Brown is a real estate professional. Tell us about yourself and why you're here.
Thank you so much. I am super excited to be here. I came originally to support Nicole today, I had the privilege of working with the Amplify Women Tampa Bay's event last year as the MC and providing some comic relief.
In between. So you're the comic realtor.
I am realtor by day, comic by night, and weekends. But I'm a realtor by weekends, too. It's a 24/7 job. But I absolutely love it. We both came from Miami. I've been here about 8 years now, and I'm originally from Miami. And I've loved working in real estate. I had a hospitality background of over 25 years in South Florida. And real estate is very similar. You know, you've got your clients, you've got your product, and you've got to know the areas, which it's just St. Pete is constantly growing, constantly evolving. There's so much here to offer to people coming in from out of state. And a lot of people are just moving around the city is what I'm finding now because of whatever reasons, weather-related and geographical issues that are people are moving within St. Pete. They don't want to leave, but they just want to be in a different area. So I'm finding a lot of that right now, and it's the industry is constantly changing, and so that's also exciting to keep up with all the new laws and to understand what the community has to offer. So I'm thrilled. And then I get to do my comedy thing, supporting Nicole and the women of Amplify, looking forward to this year as well, and she lets me have my comedy time. And it just provides a nice, you know, the material that they cover. We had a woman last year from that was working with NASA for 20 years, giving women ideas and helpful tips about how to get government contracts. It was like, it was a big day filled with a ton of information. And so I did a little bit of comedic relief because, it was a wonderful event. People were getting together and forming friendships and relationships that are still, we meet and have texts today. So looking forward very much to the August event. And if you would like to move here and buy a house so that you can attend and not drive, contact me. I have a website.
You'll have a joke. You'll have a joke for them, too.
I do have jokes.
And you're kbsellsflorida.com.
It's, yep, kbsellsfl.com.
kbsells.
As a matter of fact, my brother-in-law calls me kbsellsfl.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm with Coldwell Banker, and so there's a lot of good information there, and I'm available all the time. My cell phone is on there as well.
So you do comedy at night.
You know what? I do comedy mostly in my living room, but I also do it whenever anybody will have me. Yeah. But I performed at events. And I've been doing MC. As a matter of fact, I was the first MC of Miami Beach Gay Pride many, many years ago when we were expecting 5,000 people and had 20,000 people show up.
Wow.
And so I love that. I'm best off the cuff, and I hope to. There's a lot of comedy entities sprouting up in St. Pete like nobody's business. We were just at Localtopia last weekend and saw all these new clubs or clubs I hadn't, you know, been in touch with. And so she keeps sending me links. Let's go here. Let's go here. We just went to a comedy event at a Book and Bottle.
Yeah.
The other night, and it was so much fun. They've transformed this bookstore into a comedy show venue, and it was packed.
Yeah.
And it was really wonderful. And I got to meet brand new people who can possibly help me with my comedy career. So she's got her finger on the pulse of everything in town and for everything non-real estate. And then, I'm just very fortunate to have her in my life. She's super supportive, and I want to do and be here for her for anything that she needs. Yeah. And look at that. We're here today with you guys.
It's amazing how it just happened.
It's pretty awesome. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You know, I'd love to make a comment in regards to, you heard both Karen and I came from Miami. We are big fans of Miami, and we were there for a long enough time to really see it develop and grow and change over a couple decades. And then when we moved here to St. Pete, now keep in mind, St. Pete 7-8 years ago was not the St. Pete that it is now. It was just at the precipice of this growth spurt that we're experiencing. And I have to say, I absolutely love the way that St. Pete is approaching this growth. It's very intentional. It's very collaborative. I think that the community as a whole is very engaged in how it's happening. And I think that that's very unique, and we shouldn't take that for granted, because I think that that will help us continue to be successful through different times and allow us to be very resilient.
Yeah.
So very proud to be here and proud to be experiencing the growth that we're having.
Right. Well, we could not agree more at Radio St. Pete. So thank you for joining us. Nicole Waters, founder, Amplify Women Tampa Bay. The website is amplifywomentampabay.com. And Karen Brown, the funny realtor.
I'll take that. Thank you.
And she is kbsellsfl.com. Thank you. To both of you, Nicole and Karen, for joining us here.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.